just say things like that, Jemima.
No, I'm just in the gist now. I'm in the vibe of the gist.
You're so annoying, and I feel even worse because I know I had a good time.
Let's go. Keep talking. Let's keep talking.
If money wasn't a factor, what would you do with your time? Like,
if money wasn't a factor to consider, I wouldn't even be like in school.
I'd be in school.
All right, cool. I'd be drawing. I would be working on music. I would be probably painting.
Mm-hmm. You want to fight?
I will. I'm a petty ass bitch. Don't try me. Like, do you get what I mean? And I think that's on my Scorpio rising, but whatever.
What more do you want? That's why I say they're gay. Men are gay because they love to spend time with their male friends, their boys. They love to do things with their boys. But, like, your girl is showing you how much she cares, how much effort she puts, and it's not okay for you. You don't want me. You want your bro. That's what you
just be yourself. Just be yourself. Be yourself. 2022. Be yourself. Hashtag.
Were they trying to like pay you with exposure?
And I was signed to them, so yeah, type vibes, man. And he formed it like in a like record deal type of way. So he kind of like held my destiny for us. So.
Another pain is the EP. People, everyone, please expect.
It's KD.
And most times, like, I feel like if you can't just say, okay, like, I get it, first impressions do matter and everything, but, like, you can't just base someone's entire personality off one meeting.
Everyone is different, you get it. Like, you can't find, I don't think you would find two bipolar people that would necessarily have the exact same experience with bipolar disorder. That's by everything down to a T. I don't think it's possible. Mm-hmm. Everybody's, like, inherently different with the way they experience.
You might have even been triggered by the exact same thing, but the experience would be different. I feel it.
Exactly.
I feel it.
Happy New Year, guys. For the first time listeners, my name is Jemima Komolafe, aka Joko, aka the smoothest podcast host. To be fair, I'm the only one that calls myself that, but honestly and truly, it still applies. Anyways, welcome to the Heart Podcast. This is a space where we share stories that touch, we learn from the personal experiences of our upcoming faves. But before I go too far, right? Let me thank all the older listeners for riding with me for a year, like a whole year, like 365 days, really. It's kind of like we're in a relationship right now, honestly, and I know that I stopped posting unprovoked, but like, before I stopped, I had realized that for the podcast, I was having so much fun with it, and it was something that people were actually like enjoying and even looking forward to, but I knew like a rebrand was necessary. I had to do a 180. I had to put in some structure into it. You understand what I mean? Like, you understand? I really want to thank every one of you that contributed to the 2K downloads at the end of the year. Like, I'm actually not going to lie. I don't even know how it happened because I know that I wasn't posting about the podcast that often. I wasn't posting it anywhere. So to end the year with 2K downloads, right, and I only put 5 episodes out, well, 6 if you're counting the trailer, it's kind of crazy, but we're here, so I'm grateful, right? I don't think you guys know how much sitting with people who started podcasting before me helped me these last few months. Like, when it came to like websites to use for sessions, like remote sessions, or like software that I would even use for editing the podcast itself, right? So this year, I plan on having deeper conversations with people from different crafts, talking about how their journeys really feel, what they've learned so far, what their North Star is. Let me not too shallow. Anyways, aside the insights, even season 2 comes with a new cover. Like, obviously, after this episode, not right now, but yeah, season 2 comes with a new cover. It comes with an episode every first. And I know some of you will be like, but we're already getting like episodes every first. So how is that new? Well, now I'm actually sticking to it. Every first at 2 p.m. EST, you would get an episode. Before last season, I was giving it to you guys on the 4th. Like, whenever the spirit felt like giving it to you guys, you got it. On the 4th, the 2nd, the 1st, the you know, but this time we're actually sticking to the first of every month at 2 p.m. Besides that, we're also going to get visuals on TikTok, on Instagram, you know, so you can actually see the guests and see my face too. Like, even though I am shy, I'm going to do this for you guys, like, so you can get and feel like you're actually in the conversation. Then lastly, season two also comes with a monthly playlist. There's going to be a playlist every 15th and it's going to be called Tunes from the Heart. If you know me, right, you already know how much I believe music can affect your mood. It can lift you, it can make you sadder, like sadder. You know when you're sad, you now play music that you to make the situation worse. You just be like, damn. First of all, we're going to talk about that in another episode. That is self-harm in itself. But anyways, let's not get into it. So because of that, I decided to curate a playlist featuring all the songs that tugged on my heartstrings in 2022. Basically, my favorite tracks from the year. But side note, I want to address something really quickly. Is it just me? Or was there a lot of purple and green around last year, like even on album covers? Like when I was working on the playlist, I noticed that most people had purple themes, like Wizkid, Omalay. Most of the songs that Zinoliski even dropped had purple covers, like even Mr. Midi himself. Like, not to like bash him, but like even Mr. Midi had a purple cover. That's just a random thought. I know I'm not tweaking, just check it out. Anyways, I think the first playlist is about 4 or 5 hours long, like I'm not sure, but here's the thing, you don't have to listen to it at a go. Really, you can space it out, whatever, listen to it as you please, and you can shuffle as well, even though like I would recommend you don't, because the way I set it up is like meant to flow, especially for those of you that have that, you know, that playback thing that emerges the last song to the next song. You would enjoy it, trust me. But like, you really don't have to listen to it at one go, so like 5 hours is nothing. Now come on. But don't worry about that. The subsequent playlist will be shorter for sure, since it will only have music from the previous months. Gosh, I can't even talk. It will only have music from the previous month. So like now, the playlist that is coming in on the 15th of January is going to be songs from January 2022 to December 2022. But in February, when you get a playlist, it's going to be just the songs that, you know, my songs from January, you feel. So it's obviously going to be shorter. Because of the amount of songs that I piled up from 2022, Volume 1 will definitely always be available. So there will always be two playlists available on the accounts. Like, that's the first one and then the monthly one, right? I honestly hope I'm making sense right now. Okay. Anyways, so with all that, we can now get into the actual episode. I want to quickly talk about the lessons I learned from 2022 and the things that I intend to change for myself in 2023. I think I'll start with lessons, honestly. Like, let's just get past it out of the way. Like, let's do that. The first thing 2022 taught me was to start. Like, even if you're terrified or you feel underqualified, like, just start. That's it. Like, literally. And I realized that it was motivating me to do other things. Like, it was motivating me to like think bigger. I wasn't stuff like that. Anyways, I'm starting to talk too much. The next thing that I learned was that I have to be my own savior. That basically everything I wanted, I could actually make happen for myself, you know? Instead of sulking, I could actually like just start working towards different results. Like, this is a ridiculous example, but like, this is the simplest one I can think of. But like, I deadass used to get jealous of babes that had toned bodies. Like, the gym wasn't just there available for me to go and exercise and change my own body. Or like, this is another instance. Let's say someone wants to like travel now or take a trip, and like, I do this a lot, so I'm guilty. I'll just go and put information in the group chat and like just watch it like develop, and we don't go anywhere. But being my own savior means I would just simply plan and take my solo trip. Like, enough with the words. Like, honestly, like, plan it and take your solo trip. Or even another example, let's say you want flowers and you now sit at home, you're praying, you're hoping, you're manifesting your man that will come and be dropping flowers at your house. Instead of you to go and invest in yourself, you have initiative for your own damn self, if not for anything, just to avoid see finish. Let somebody not come and tell you that they're introducing you to a lifestyle like you didn't deserve it before they even came into the picture. Like, please don't actually kill me. Stand up, be your own savior, honestly. Like, do things for yourself. if you want to get it done, get it done. Don't wait on anybody. Another one was to document every single thing. I remember how at random points in the year when I wasn't feeling like myself, going through my memories always made me feel better, like zero jokes. Like, okay, maybe 9 times out of 10. And that one time being when I saw a picture of somebody that, you know, sent me some kind of delicious hot breakfast. But anyways, my memories always made me feel better. I mean, like, this was something I was already doing before 2022, but like the year just made it very clear of how important it was to have archives. And we don't even live forever, so it wouldn't be nice, like, if you lose someone and you don't have pictures or enough documented for you to use to remember them, honestly. Lastly, this is the last one. It kind of applies to the first as well when I said just start, but I also realized that I needed to be okay with being messy, being out of control. Like, and I'm even saying this with regards to like my art, right? Initially I would say, okay, I don't want to start because I don't have this. Like, there were always so many excuses, or like, let's say I didn't want to paint because I felt like it wasn't going to be perfect and all that. I just needed to be okay with being out of control, like I said, with being free. But yeah. Okay, so now that you know the things that I've learned from 2022, we're now going to go into 2023. What are the things that I want to do differently? The first thing I want to do, this one, top of my list, because I realized that I lost a few relationships in 2022 because I wasn't putting enough effort into it, right? I wasn't like reaching out as much and all that. And this year, I want to be very intentional with all my relationships. Like, life has a way of like sweeping you up, and I kind of forget to spend time or sometimes even reach out to my friends, right? So this year, I think I want to make sure I'm intentional with it. Like, even when the energy isn't there for me to meet up with them or FaceTime, like a quick text, just checking in, telling them that I'm thinking of you, like I'm thinking of you right now and I hope you're feeling good. It doesn't even have to be like a complete paragraph, if you get what I'm saying. It can literally help maintain the relationship till I'm back on my feet. And that's literally what I want to do this whole year. I just want to, like, if I'm not there, if I'm not available, I can not there, like, mentally, like, I'm not where people think I am, I can just reach out and, like, say, hey, like, I hope you're good, just checking in. Honestly, this is what I do. If the conversation is getting too long, I'll just be like, NML, I honestly just wanted to check in on you. I'll talk to you later. And it's there, simple, short. And I hope I can actually stick to it and I'm not back here next year saying the exact same thing. Another thing that I want to do this year is to take a look at my New Year's resolutions of other years, like what I said I wanted to do last year, what I said I wanted to do the year before that. Personally, it is French. I've been wanting to learn French for like 4 years. And the crazy thing about it is I've actually paid for the lessons. Like, so I have access to the books, to the videos, to the lessons online. But has Jemima actually sat down to watch these videos or to take these lessons? No, like, no, I haven't. And this year, I actually want to learn my French. I want to learn my French. Yeah. And I also want to get my license. So everything that I've been saying for like 2 years, I'm going to go through my New Year resolutions for the previous years. And like, if there's anything that has been coming up, like year after year after year, month after month, this is something that I've been saying that I want to do, I'm going to get it done this year. And I'm going to make sure, like, for sure, for certain, that it is done the way that I would like. Yeah. It's all about me this year, honestly. It's all about me, man. I don't even want to go into it because this is meant to be like a short episode. Another thing is to prioritize self-care. When you're feeling out of it, go and get your nails done. Go and get a massage. Go to the gym. Let those endorphins be released. You can even show yourself some love by calling someone you care about. You don't know how much having that quick conversation can help put a lot back into perspective for you. Towards the end of last year, whenever I was upset, I started calling my mom. She would jazz me up out of that like state of mind. And I realized that, yes, this year, I actually want to do that as a form of self-care. Like, whenever I'm feeling low, just call my mom, or like go and get my nails done, or like, you know, like another thing for this year is we should all tell ourselves the truth, really, right? Be sure to look at your situations in the eye. Don't sugarcoat, because there's no way you would come up with solutions that work for those situations if you're lying to yourself. I'm talking to myself, or I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm saying you like this. Just ignore that. I'm actually talking to myself. These are the things that I want to do. But if you want, you can apply them. I would suggest you apply them as well. But like, yeah. Anyways, let's say I'm like 500 into my savings, right? Instead of butchering up the fact that I do not have self-discipline and saying, okay, this was an essential buy. Essential in what sense? I bought shoes that I wouldn't wear till summer because they were on sale and it almost cost me a band. Please, like, let's be honest. Like, you're an adult, so you can't be spending money like that. It's like, this year I want to tell myself the truth in every situation. Like, fuck, there's a lot to be done, honestly. Yeah, another thing I want to make sure I do this year is check in with myself and actively pay attention to my goals, right? I recently learned of something called the 12-6-3 method. But please don't quote me, because I actually think it's the 12-6 method. I'm just saying 3 because she mentioned something about checking back in with yourself quarterly. So I'm just going to call it the 12-6-3 method. But essentially, this has to do with knowing exactly where you want to be at the end of 12 months, right? And checking back at that half point, like that 6-month mark, you check back with yourself, like, how close are you to your actual goal? Like, where are you? And this now takes us back to when I said I want to be able to tell myself the truth. Because imagine a situation where I'm checking back and I'm not saying, yes, I'm doing good, when I'm not even remotely close. I'm just not trying to, like, look at the situation in the eyes and, like, no, there's a lot I have to do this year, right? There's a lot we have to do as a collective this year. There's a 2023, it just feels good. It really feels good. And I honestly, everyone listening, I hope you have a beautiful year. I hope you guys have a blessed year, and I hope you're able to accomplish everything that you say you want to accomplish. Anyways, so back to this 12-6-3 method. You're checking back at 6 months to see how close you are to your goal, right? And then you're also checking your strategy, you're checking your approach, if necessary, every quarter, right? Every 3 months, you're checking back. And you're looking at this, the way you're going towards your goal, is it working? Is it actually getting you the results that you need to be seeing? Right? I have to be honest with myself, because we're leveling up. We are. The last thing that I learned this year, I can't even remember where I saw it, but like, I'm going to start from this year to try to make the rest of my life the best of my life. I'm not going to do anything that doesn't feel true to me. I'm sticking to things that keep making me feel fulfilled constantly. Anyways, with all that being said, I think that's the end of it. So honestly, I've given you guys the lessons from last year and the things that I want to do for myself this year, and hope you can do for yourself as well. So I think I saved the best for last. To me, there's going to be a giveaway when the podcast receives 100 5-star ratings, not 100 2-star, or not 100 any ratings, 100 5-star ratings on Spotify, has 400 followers on Instagram and 1,000 followers on TikTok. Don't forget, we're going visual this season, guys. Do not forget. It will be gift cards from Zara, from PLT, from Apple. So you can get that design app, that 1-year subscription for that design app that you've been eyeing for months. You can get that. It's going to be Gymshark, Lululemon for the fitness girlies. And yeah, let me not talk too much. I'll definitely post more information with instructions later. And I think that honestly brings me to the end of this episode. If you liked what you heard, please leave a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening from right now. And follow the podcast for live updates on what's next on TikTok at The Heart Podcast. And on Instagram at The Heart Podcast too. But this time it's spelled Heart Pod, C4ST. So instead of cast, it's C4ST. Thank you for listening to the end, and a happy new year once again, everyone. I hope you have an amazing month, and make sure to stay hydrated, folks, and love on yourself. Share this with a friend and get them to share this with their friends. And as always, I'll be back on the 1st. But till then, toodles.